Atlanta's only hip hop station. It's Hot 107.9 Hood Rich Radio. DJ Screen right here. My co-host,
Elliot Wilson, baby. Rap Radar Crown
in the building. Represent tonight. Understand? It's time for hip hop news, man. Hip hop news is a segment, Elliot, where we just, you know, give our honest opinions on some stuff that's going on.
We're just being honest.
Just being honest,
like Future Hendrix says.
There you go. So obviously, the talk of the week, and we have to speak on this. I know it's a few days old, but. The Mimi sex tape, man.
Mimi, I heard it's doing numbers, man.
I heard so too.
Heard that's doing
all
numbers.
All types of rumors, you know, 400,000 pre-order, 100,000 she got cash for to do the tape. We saw the Love and Hip Hop trailer where obviously there's going to be a lot of controversy between her and Stevie J because of the sex tape. But the question, I guess the question in most people's heads is like, why? I mean, we know
to
the
shine.
Money is
to
obviously.
Shine. Yeah, I guess to get the attention to shine.
You think it's a vengeful thing back towards Stevie J? Like, okay, you went out there, did your thing, got rich, got this big house, got a new wife, ditched me. Like, I'm in an apartment with the kid, so I'm going
to
show you.
To be honest with you, Scream, I try to not watch any of them shows, man.
I don't watch them.
Because if I catch it, then you're going to get addicted. You're going to start watching all of them. So I really try my best to, like, zone out. But I think, the type of mentality for people that even do those type of shows to me is that ultimately, they just want to shine. Like, they want the attention. Like, they want to be a celebrity by any means, you know? So I think that kind of supersedes any real emotions about I like so-and-so. Like, I just think that old girl wants, you know, like, if it's going to do the numbers that people are saying, then it's like, if she's in the conversation, like, people want that. They want that attention. Now, what they end up doing with it, you know, from hosting gigs and whatever small-time money, short-term.
She actually did a party here already Wednesday night. And she was turned up. Like, she was through the roof, like, really turned up.
But can
up,
she like, do it through the summer? Like, is she going to stay hot? You know what I'm saying? Like,
can she Kim Kardashian?
Is she going to be a birthday bash? You know what I'm saying?
Will Mimi be a birthday bash?
Scream, you going to bring her out a birthday bash,
oh,
baby?
Oh, man. There's a pole. We got to have the shower pole there, man.
Shower rod on top of the stadium? Like, who's going to build a shower rod on the stage set at birthday bash?
And then she bringing
Nico
with her.
So old girl could come out. Oh, you said what?
And she bringing Nico with her. Jeez. I don't know, man. I just, you know, feel like I'm not a judgmental person. You know, do what you do.
It is Sunday, Scream. Easter Sunday,
brother. It's Easter Sunday. But I just remember, and I don't watch the show that much, but sometimes you just catch bits and pieces, and I just remember her just speaking of how less of a woman Jocelyn was.
Yeah, she would never do those kind of things and all that.
Now look at the position. It's
always that, as our grandmas always told us, Scream, man, the pot called the kettle black and all that, man.
The kettle black.
You know, when anybody protests too much about things, you know, they got to look in the mirror and stuff. But the truth will always come out. You know.
Yeah, definitely, man. More hip hop news on the way. Elliot Wilson is in the building. We're gonna talk about his special interview with Future coming up.
Crown.
Right here. Hood Rich Radio, High 107.9. Keep it locked.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.